I feel the need to, as we are ushering to verse 10, to touch briefly on a thought that was commented earlier. She had the spiritual perception to know the holy man of God. But she also has the spiritual wealth to understand her role in the house. And that's very important, dear brethren, especially to our dear sisters. There's no question amongst us this morning who was the more spiritual individual in the house. But whatever aspect of her apprehension spiritually did not cause this woman to act independently. She understood her role and she understood headship. That's why in this portion before us, she goes to her husband at least twice, sharing with him and knowing what is his role in the house. And dear sisters, we don't want to lose sight of that. What are the roles that are given to us by the blessed God? Because that by itself gives a demonstration of how well spiritual are our sisters amongst us. And that's why we don't treat, let me build him. What happens to an individual exercise? It could spread, it's contagious, you know. When you love Christ, it is contagious. And when she brought the encouragement to her husband, he says, let us do it together. She involves the husband with her. How wonderful to see that. Small upper chamber. Not, brethren, nothing is too little if God is in it. Yes, it was small. Yes, you know what? And that's what makes the grace of the Lord Jesus so wonderful. The one that was said of him that the heaven of heavens cannot what? Contain him. Will be satisfied to be in the house of Bethany. It's a small house. The man of God, the holy man of God, who the whole Mount Carmel could be available for him, he is satisfied, dear brethren, in a small upper chamber, in a small household. As long now, as you have said earlier, Brother Dave, he is not anymore constrained. He can walk and come with all liberty because now he is not the guest. He is the Lord of the house. And how wonderful to see that.
Does that not speak of the simplicity of the true Christian walk? Just like in 1 Timothy at the end when it talks about those who actually possess the world's wealth, it says not to be high-minded. So that applies here. She didn't build him a separate guest house also. It's a small one attached to her own. The margin says on the wall or against the wall as if they built right next to the house so that that small chamber was now part of her own home. But again, in the smallness, not only did she didn't need to build something big for him, she recognized what he needed. And that was a small place with a table so he could presumably study. As I read, that it wasn't normal in those days to have a separate table in the bedroom. But she recognized that this was a man of God who would want to have some time of devotion, if you will. Also, spiritually too. It's not just not high-minded with the wealth of this world, but also spiritually. And that's really when it comes to what I said before, the simplicity. And that is that we don't have to always expect things to be beautiful in the world's estimation. Sometimes things are small. Sometimes our assemblies are small. Sometimes where we gather, we have to gather in a home. This does not change any of the spiritual richness. So let us not be high-minded. Let us be humble in all things and only act in the way that the Spirit would have us to act.
Kevin, would you also think that in the matter of small, that it brings out, in a sense, also, that whatever we have to offer the man of God, whatever we have to offer to Christ, has to be in the light of what is small. Because there is nothing great that you and I have that we bring. It must be in conditions of smallness. And that's what he can appreciate. You remember we just referred to number 24. There was a little piece of a broiled fish when he asked, is there anything to eat? A little piece of a broiled fish and a honeycomb. So things from our end should always be viewed in that light of what is small that he can use and be satisfied by. And this is what I think that was here for him. And not only was it small, but it was upper. I think that there is to be an elevation of things. She was not content to put him in the basement. No, she found an upper room, an elevated atmosphere, because she's the kind of woman who is not only wealthy, but I think she's able to appreciate the prophetic ministry. It had had an impact on her.
I was thinking of the word intimacy with the thought of smallness. Because when we think of something small, I mean, from a natural sense, we would say, here's a woman of great wealth. And it would almost be insulting that the portion of my house is very large and what I give to the holy man of God is small. But I was thinking that there's a lot to be said for the intimacy that is characterized in the thought of a little or small room. You know, when we are in a very large room and they're separated, there's a lack of intimacy. But here she wanted the man of God to be in a very intimate place. And that speaks to us of the relationship that should exist between us and the Lord. Not apart, not someone who is a casual visitor, but in a very close, intimate place where we can be in fellowship and communion with Him.
I think that there is room, though, for that which is great. It's not the room, it's what's brought at the feet of the Lord Jesus. So when we bring in Bethany, what was brought to His feet, the alabaster box, which was precious and costly, because of the intimate, small setting, the owner filled the house. So there is room, when the Lord Jesus is welcome, for that which is precious, but it's not the setting, it's what's laid at His feet, it's what's offered for Him, that which speaks of His death.
And even when he was crucified, he went to Bethany, and it says there they made him suffer. And that must have really refreshed his heart.
And I'm wondering, Reverend, if we can get some help and open it up so that we can move on. The thoughts, yes, there is a small upper chamber, but the Spirit of God highlights the walls. And I'm wondering the purpose that we might get the gain of the walls in relationship to the holy men of God.
Just wanted to share a quick verse that came to mind when I read that. 1 Peter 3:15, we usually focus on the second part of the verse, but the first part of the verse says, but sanctify the Lord the Christ in your hearts. And I was just thinking whether or not, you know, the walls would speak of that, sanctifying Him, setting Him apart. Yes, He's in her house, but recognizing His holiness would give Him a place set apart.
Are you thinking, John, of walls as those things which preserve things, contains things? So here is the blessed truth of what is separate and what is holy to be maintained in conditions that are suitable to the very nature of the prophet, a holy man of God.